everybody. Before we start this show, if you're a fan of talking shit or you just listen and you think it'd be a good opportunity to advertise, it is. Advertise on our show. We got thousands and thousands and thousands of listeners who all are very like-minded. So you know what products they'll buy. Just send us an email at jimandeddie@yahoo.com and we'll send you on to our sales girl that'll take care of you. So just send us an email. You know, who knows? No request could be too small. We just got a pretty interesting request today. So yeah, just email us. You never know. We might put your ad on. And if you want to see us live, we are going to do some live podcasts, but if you want to see our stand-up, best way to see our stand-up live is to go to our websites, jimjeffries.com and eddieift.com, and you can see our live stand-up dates. I know Jim is going to be March 8th through 10th at Stanford & Sons in Kansas City, Kansas, March 16th to 18th at the Improv in Houston, Texas. I'm currently in Adelaide, Australia at the Adelaide Fringe Festival. You can get tickets for that at adelaidefringe.com.au. Then I'm going to be in Breckenridge, Colorado on March 15th. March 22nd to 24th, I'm going to be in Ann Arbor, Michigan. Ann Arbor, Michigan at the Comedy Showcase. March 30th, I'm doing Bimbos in San Francisco, California. That's a big show for the Alice Morning Show. Owen Benjamin's going to be on it, not Natasha Leggero. It's going to be a great show. And then April 7th, Jim and I are both going to be on the K-Rock April Foolishness Show for Kevin and Bean, and that's at the Gibson Amphitheater. So get your tickets for that. And we need you on our Facebook page as much as possible. Like on the Facebook page. Also, comment. Comments on YouTube, comments on iTunes, comments on our Facebook page. Please do that. And tell your friends. If you're a fan of the show, I meet so many guys at my shows that are like, oh, I'm a huge fan of talking shit. I love your show. And I'm like, well, go fucking tell your friends because we got to get our numbers up. We got to get more people listening. If every one of you fuckers went out and told one friend and made them download the shit, we would double our numbers. So go do that. We also have a bunch of other shows you can listen to on the Talking Shit Podcast Network. We've got the Mongcast, which is all the Mongs from this show. We have the Brian McCarthy Interview Show, which one of our upcoming guests I think is doing. We also have the Wadcast, and we're gonna maybe add another show. So check out all our shows. You can find it at our website, Talking Shit, or JimandEddieTalkShit.com. And please keep donating. I'm not joking when I say that's what keeps the show running. We have no advertising. All the money we get from you pays for this show and all the things we do on it. So it's a bigger production than you think. So please pay, and you get CDs, DVDs, posters, T-shirts. You get a lot of good shit, and the packages come eventually to you. Ray Roy sends them out, and you get them, and it's good shit. It's our DVDs, and if you give a lot of money, you get to fucking come hang out here. Jason sings a song about you. We need some new songs. So do that, and now let's start the show.
Two douchebags on a couch. One's an asshole, one's a grouch. And relentless, oh, their mouths. Jim and Eddie, talk shit. Jim and Eddie, talk shit.
We've actually started the show. Our guest is Godfrey, who's talking right now.
What's
and we've
up?
We've got Tom Segura sticking around because Jason, if you were listening to the last episode, went off to the cloffus, which we call the closet office upstairs, to jerk off because he hasn't produced cum yet for us. If you heard the jerk off contest, he lost, and so he's going to finish. Lalit went up to help him. We're not going to talk about it yet, though, because if he hears you talking, he won't, and he's still working at it. He's now going on. Does anybody know the timer?
But I've said it's got to be like I truly believe this, that if he doesn't bring out a bag of cum, his dog will be eating my bag of cum.
Oh, man.
I won't feed it to it, but I'll split it open on the ground. That dog will lick up anything.
Godfrey, old friend of mine from New York, comedian. You guys know him. He's fucking been in a million things. just look him up. Godfrey, what's your website?
Oh, Godfrey comedian.
Godfrey comedian.
Dot com.
Okay, Godfrey. How did you walk when you walked up to the house? What was happening?
Okay. Okay. All right. So he comes out.
Which one?
What's your name, man?
Ray.
Ray, you come out. He goes, all right. Listen, we're running a little late. I'm like, what? What's happening? Because I was like napping in my car because I came early. So I'm like, all right, disoriented. He's like, yo, they're just like right now. They're all coming. They're jerking off in separate bedrooms. What? I'm like, what are you? Then I go like this. Jim. Yeah. I'm like this. I'm like, we're calm. Yeah. Yeah, it's possible. Taking it to the next level. Eddie's, yeah. That's, yeah.
All the guys are coming.
You snap out of it really quick. Like, they're doing that shit.
Yeah, that really is true. With comics, you could be like, what? And then you're like,
yeah, true.
I can see that.
I hear that's how Whitney died.
I said in the autopsy they found traces of Bobby Brown. I tweeted this.
Somebody said Ray J. I couldn't believe how many people were getting upset about people joking, making the Twitter jokes. Somebody went, you know, is this, I think it was Tom Papa or something, said, is that what we resorted to, that when you die, it's just one big giant Twitter joke?
How many followers will I get on this one?
Yeah.
Yeah,
even
man.
If it's a too soon tweet.
Yeah.
Yeah, so Ray J, was his girl, huh?
Ray J finds his way. Dude, he started with the Kim Kardashian and Ho tape.
Yeah.
Is it comic? Is he? Or?
No, that's Brandy. Brandy's a singer. It's her brother. Brandy was an R&B singer. She had a sitcom called Moesha.
Right.
And then her brother is kind of like this, kind of a loser type.
He's a little dude. He was on my flight last week, before Whitney died.
Ray
right.
J. Yeah. But he's not a little dude because I saw the porno.
No, that shit's not a little dude. But
what Kim Kardashian, that's when it started.
But that was a professionally made porno. I'm sure of it. That was like they brought in fucking lighting. They brought
$65 million dollars later.
Two different
tell you,
cameras.
Yeah, man. Yeah. They cashed in on that shit. Like, Ray J.
He didn't get any money, I don't
but
think.
But what she did. She
oh,
got,
no, yeah,
hey.
With the show and
the. The guy that was fucking Whitney was the one that was in the porno with Kim Kardashian.
Yes.
Right.
I'm on the same page.
And she got really huge. He's just still there. He just looks like Brandy with a mustache. And he hangs out with, which is weird, when Floyd Mayweather had to fight with Ortiz.
He was in that crew,
24,
right?
Yeah. At HBO 20, you know,
with,
at 24.
With the Money Mayweather crew.
Right. Yeah. He was just there. On a piano.
24/7 is the best.
It's the greatest
fucking thing they've ever done. Have you ever seen that?
All those documentaries.
Yes, oh yeah, the documentaries.
Man.
Wait, hold on.
What?
Fuck you.
What? What happened?
I can't.
Wow.
What?
Wow.
No, I keep hearing you fucking talk. It sounds as no. I can't get them out of my head.
Sit on the floor. You don't get a chair.
Sit on the floor now. Wow. You don't get a chair. Why'd you wipe your mouth?
It's like a cum-proof house.
He was spitting on his
You can't
cock.
Go have a cigarette if you didn't come.
You spit on it? Lily, you spit on it?
No,
Jason,
I didn't.
You only smoke after sex. When you don't
All
finish.
All right, Lily.
Wow.
Shut the door.
What's wrong, Jason?
We'll let you back in when you
wow,
can come back in.
It didn't happen,
you don't,
huh?
You don't get to have your... But don't point at me like it's my fault.
And you were like, yo.
Lily, what happened?
You probably needed more than that, but
please.
You did what you could.
Lily, tell us what happened.
What happened?
I... Yeah. Like little boys...
Jason, we locked Jason
just
out of the house.
Just to set this up,
he
though,
just said he's going
to
light
you
the
went,
house on fire.
You went upstairs.
I went into the office with him. It's okay. Really dark.
It's right. A small little office space.
Yeah.
In the place.
So, and then I just, and he was blocking the doorway. And I just showed him a little boob.
Okay.
And then showed him a little ass. And then I was like, all right, I'm going to go.
No. You were up there.
What was he doing?
There for
was
a
he,
while.
Was he physically masturbating in front of you?
Yeah.
Like a monkey.
A little. I didn't look. I was like, I'm really? Not
What do you mean
now.
You didn't look?
I didn't look down, but I could
you,
see.
You kept eye contact with him?
Yes.
Was wow. he saying things to you?
Look away, little girl. Look away.
No, don't look away. Yeah. Don't look away.
Was he like, tell me you have
kinda
a
like, who,
tell me
who's
you have
daddy's
a too.
Little girl.
No. What did he really say?
What did he say?
He didn't say much. We're
staring lovingly now, in each other's eyes while a creepy man in a closet jerks off on you.
His motion?
Really loud,
what's
so
his motion?
Hard.
Is he like a real fast or did he do it slow? Like you can tell from his shoulder what he was doing. Does he look fierce in the eyes?
I think he was giving it a warm up and then waiting for
casual,
it. Casual. Yeah.
You were up there for a while.
Yeah.
We were talking most of the time.
About what?
Wow.
How loud you guys are.
Really? Yeah. Now, there was no dirty talk or anything like that?
A little bit.
That
been yeah.
Who
from
was
who?
The dirty talk?
What did you say?
Jason mostly.
Well, what did you say?
I was telling him to focus. I felt like his therapist.
Oh, yeah. Focus.
That always helps.
Yeah, because I would love it when women go, are you close to coming? I'm like, I was. Now you put all this pressure.
No, well,
focus. Can you do it like, already? We're running to a time here.
No, well, with the word would come a distraction, like a visual. So like focus, come back, because he can hear. You guys are very much in his head.
Wow.
Yeah.
Wow. Right. Yeah. What's that got to do with it?
And then you were in his eyes.
I did it with the same thing. I had it with Eddie yelling stuff and everyone yelling.
I was yelling to Jim that I was reading his Twitter comments or his YouTube comments.
Because I don't read bad comments about myself on the internet because it makes me depressed.
So I'm yelling from the other
So
room.
I don't know what's
That's
on there.
That's a good policy.
And occasionally someone will go, hey, you hear what they're saying about? I go, don't. I don't want to know. I don't want to know what they're saying. I don't want to know good and I don't want to know bad.
Right.
And that's been my policy. And every now and again, I slip up if I'm drunk or something and go, how bad can it be? And then just every time it bites me on the ass.
It's just so funny. I'll just like, you go, I don't give a shit what people say. But they say, you shouldn't. I even have people tweet me, don't answer other people that shit. I go, because sometimes I go after them all. I go, yeah, you son of a bitch. And I'll go off on him, and then I'll block him.
Yeah.
All right. Jason.
I go, and blocked.
And blocked. Because you can throw it, right? You can throw one in and then block him, right?
Yeah.
It works, right?
I block.
But you don't like them knowing that they've got to you.
I block two or three people a day.
Yeah, but sometimes,
It's best not to respond.
Dude, come on.
It's the best policy.
It's almost like a heckle, man.
It is almost like a heckle.
You can move on some, but then some you got to shut them down.
Some you got to shut them down.
It's nice to have this discussion. We have something more pressing. Jason, sit on the ground.
Jason just brought a beer and tequila out. You don't celebrate when you
come. I'm not celebrating. I'm drinking my sorrow.
No. Oh, see, even the dog knows.
No. I'm calling Sally Struthers.
Yeah. Funny how Duke has better standards than Lalit.
Or Sarah McLachlan.
Now he wants it. That's not right.
All right. Now sit on the ground and tell us your story of woe.
You can sit on that table.
No, you can sit on the floor.
I have no problems with erection. I just can't come when like people are near me or around me or something. It's weird.
Right. Well, sex means that someone's going to be near you.
I honestly think I'm like emotionally traumatized, so that's probably why I can't come.
Yeah. You're probably the most adult out of us all. The people who can come knowing that it's a race, they're probably the emotionally traumatized. You're probably the biggest adult.
Yeah, I was caught in between where I was like, I don't want to beat Jim, but I don't want to lose to Jason.
you came out of it perfectly then. Yeah.
Jason.
Wow.
Just put your head.
What?
Back. Just put your head.
Are you ashamed of me too?
Not at all, man.
Sorry.
Just put your head back. Jason.
Your beer bottle's coming.
You finally came.
His beer bottle's coming.
Jason, clean off my bag of cum.
Here's beer bottles coming.
Jason,
you would think that would motivate him.
You see what you were just leaning against?
Another bag of cum.
Oh!
I just wanted him to sit on the table, and I wouldn't let him. Oh, I'm sorry, Yeti.
We keep talking about when he snaps, and everybody comes on the show, and they're like, you know, he's gonna snap one day and kill you guys.
Yeah.
And it's come close a few times.
Oh. I was gonna put some in your beer, and you came back so quick.
Damn. Oh.
Jim, that's when he snaps and kills us.
I would have done it though.
Wait, Jim, the floor, please.
Jason has to clean the floor. Get a towel
from up in my closet.
I've got towels here I didn't take yet. You didn't take all the gray ones.
No.
They were new.
Take one of the gray ones.
Don't take the gray ones.
How's your day going?
He's going to snap.
Normal till you get to this one. I was like 10, 15. Nighttime, Eddie gets out. Oh, man. As soon as I didn't even reach the door. Yeah. He's like,
hey, they're coming in.
All
there,
right,
man.
I just want to let you know.
These guys are jerking off in that house right now.
Yeah, they're jerking off. And I said, wow.
This one's kind of racked up.
Yeah, that'll work.
Yeah, that won't work.
Clean my bag.
I've never had a guy apologize to me for not coming. That was the first.
Don't.
Oh, man.
What are you doing, fucking idiot?
He's trampling on my cum.
Why would you do that? You're going to get cum all over the fucking floor. You broke the hardwood floor.
Did he just break it?
Wow. You just broke the floor.
No, he didn't. That was already
there. I didn't break that.
That was already there.
Well,
is this really happening?
My cum's really dispersed now.
I would have loved to have gotten into his beer.
I couldn't let that happen.
Farside, can you go to some shots? It's about to be my birthday.
Uh-oh.
Is it about to be your birthday?
Farside.
It's my
also.
Birthday in 20
so,
minutes.
Farside, because we're a distributed show,
if we sent you upstairs, how long would it take
birthday
you to jerk
song,
off
we
and
we
come?
We can sing the Applebee's one, though. Happy, 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 happy.
No, no, no. You've forgotten Jason's shot. I'm going to make Jason drink my cum by hell or high water.
Farside has come on as our intern, and everything Jason doesn't do, Farside does better.
Drink his cum,
wow.
Farside.
And I want him to and I want him go. To jerk off and cum in his vagina that he made. That is an awesome.
I just go, Farside, would you go upstairs and cum? He goes, yeah. I go, how long would it take?
Right.
He goes,
two minutes.
A minute.
Yeah. He's like, dude.
Hey, I got to ask, we've had the late side of the story. What did Lilith do for you, and what did you say to her? And she gave us a fairly graphic, but she was pretty, you know. So what happened with Lilith in the room?
She showed me some boob.
Yeah, which boob? Left or right boob? Put the microphone closer to you, man.
The left one.
Left one, okay, yeah. Her left or your left?
Well, this one. That would be her left.
Her left, yeah, okay.
And then her butt.
Her left butt or her right butt?
The whole, like, she pulled it down to, she like, so right. I could see
the
could
maximum
you, crack.
Could
and
you
everything.
See a little bit of muff hanging out the bottom?
No.
Glorious maximum.
Did she pull it apart at all?
No.
Okay. Okay. What were you doing while she was showing her one tit and a bit of ass?
I was pulling on my wiener.
Yeah. Did she ever look at your cock while you were doing it?
No.
Did you?
No. She claims she didn't. No. She said that's how she could stay up there without crying.
Wow. Did you start talking shit?
Oh, I said that you have a gift with her ass is nice. She has a nice ass.
Okay.
And not enough to make you come, though.
Well, I got full, and then she's like, I want to go. I'll let you finish.
I
got engorged, and then
as soon as she got hard, teased Lilith, went, got to get out of here now.
You got to continue to sit in Eddie's cum?
To get there.
I moved it.
All right. Yeah. So you don't mind having Eddie's cum inches away from you. Just not right on you.
Hey, I was at an art exhibit that was cum once. It's like this dude took cum and made it into like art. And covered it in like fucking epoxy or some shit.
There's a webpage that I really like, which is just pictures of celebrities' faces cum on.
Oh.
It's like they've cut them out of magazines and then like guys have shown photos of like famous women getting facial shots, but it's like it is just cum on paper.
Nice.
At beautiful, Lachma. Man.
I don't know where we
at
go from here.
At the LACMA. LACMA.
The thing is, Lilith, why did you do that? I never expected you to do that.
Me neither,
why did
Lilith.
You do that? Was it a charitable thing?
Wow. It was. Well,
at least you wanted
I
me
wanted
to succeed
him out.
In your
I wanted
eyes,
him to
Jim.
Win.
You know?
You're a failure. You failed me.
Wow.
Yeah. Yeah,
you embarrassed
part
me.
Of your crew? How did she become part of your crew?
Lilith, how did you get here?
Yeah, what do you mean? Yeah. She's a girl who shows a tit to a fat guy for no apparent reason. How else do you think
really
she became part of it?
Fat guy?
No,
Jim's
no,
as
no,
fat
no.
as me.
Yeah,
you
just
keep
fucking,
me
you just
fat
worked
guy.
Off fucking 1,000
calories.
We're
like a couple pounds apart.
Burly.
We are not a couple of pounds apart.
Right,
you're 15 pounds heavier than me, and I'm 15 fucking
15 pounds
chewed.
Heavier than you, but I also have a lot more muscle mass.
Whoa!
Of course you are. I'm also substantially taller than you are.
Of course. I'll take Jim in any physical.
Push-ups.
We got some push-ups. Separate jerking off.
Any physical.
Well, like,
except for jerking off.
Push-ups.
Are we doing that?
I think at the end of my life, when I'm 80 years old, I'll be more proud of the fact that I can come than do a few push-ups. That'll be something I'll be bragging to the old ladies in the
you
home.
You know what?
You've given up at coming at 40.
His head down.
Yeah.
You got him good there.
No woman's looking for a guy who's excellent at push-ups.
That's true.
There's no Viagra for push-ups, fuckface.
I don't have problems with erections. Just coming.
Do you ever come?
It's a car without an engine, mate.
I came this morning, but I was alone. It was quiet.
Quiet. This was really difficult for you.
I didn't hear
someone going, I'm going to make his dog eat my cum if he doesn't come down with a bag of cum. You try to jerk off to that soundtrack.
Yeah, but you're in this house. You're gonna hear a lot.
I tell you what. I could give you. I could give you a set of noise cancellation earphones.
I'm not. My dick's raw. Leave me alone.
I could fairer than that.
Yeah, you've been beating it for like 40 minutes, man.
It fucking hurts. I was trying.
You have like
I really tried.
You have like alligator
skin. That's
one
thing you'd say about me.
That you try.
I always try my best.
Yeah, except for things like getting a place to live or a job.
And you have meaty.
Or personal hygiene.
You have meaty sandpaper hands. You probably mangled that thing.
Yeah. It's a little raw.
Yeah.
You got like gator cock.
You know what he said to me? He said, Have you got any good lube?
Your dick looks like a whittled stick right now.
And I don't think you have a big cock. You have a gnarly little fucking. I've seen it. It's gnarly little cock in it.
It's okay when it's fully red.
But how's it? Can I have a look at it red? Like, if you like, you can turn the rest around. I want to see how red it is. Just pull it out. I'll just have a look at your red cock.
I'll just show you.
Whoa. Right. Yeah. Can you? Shit. Damn. Yeah, just, yeah, that's all
not
you.
Not near me. Not near me.
That's all you. Wow, Jeffrey. Wow, you're like a doctor, bro. Dr. Jim Jeffries.
Oh, lift it up a bit.
Wow. Urologist.
I want to see the underbit. You've
the underbit.
That bit there.
Damn.
You've
the pulled, underbit.
You've pulled on it. Just
I didn't
there.
Know there was an underbit.
Yeah.
There's an underbit.
It hurts.
Yeah.
Dr. Jim Jeffries, folks. That's Dr. Jim
it
right
stings.
There. I'm underbit.
Jim, you are way too comfortable with another man's penis.
You are something else,
you
can
be a doctor. You just
you're like
right
Dr. Jim. I'm calling you Dr. Jim Jeffries.
Wait,
man.
Eddie. Or Jim.
You've got a little scar at the top there. Something happened at the top. Did you have something
Dr.
frozen
J.
off or something cut out?
Dr.
No,
J.
I had ingrown hair.
Yeah, I've had that one as well. I've got the same scar.
Dude, what the fuck is this when you get like a hair at the end of your dick? What the fuck?
Like on the head?
At the end of where?
No, like not at the tip, but like
that.
Before the foreskin piece.
He's saying just a little tiny stray one that's like the size of an eyelash.
That's a Brody Stevens joke. Brody Stevens does a joke like that. He goes, I have a hairy dick, people. I have hair all the way up my dick.
You had at the end of your...
I had a couple stragglers all the way at the
818.
His cock looks okay. It looks a little bit red raw on the right-hand top of the head.
Wow.
Yeah, that's my focus point.
That would have been you. What you really pushed a thumb into that bit, haven't you?
Well,
you guys sound like the JFK bullet explanation.
I tried a manly. Jesus Christ.
I had a good look at it.
Yeah.
This is the no cum theory.
This is the only thing that always weirds me about Eddie. Eddie goes, "Don't let me see it." Like, what are you worried about? Like, you're gonna like it? I didn't enjoy it. I just saw a fucking gnarled up fat guy's cock. I only did it for my own self-esteem.
But you did it like a doctor. That's doctor shit. That's amazing. JJ.
I tell you what, it was a professional comfort to the way he examined it.
That's what I'm saying. Yeah. But he said the underbit. Like, wow. Like
there was a professional comfort to the way he examined it.
I didn't hold it. If I had rubber gloves, I'd hold it.
Did you feel the same way while he was jerking off looking in your eyes?
And he was violently
jerking off. I'll say this. It's not an ugly penis.
No, I got a nice penis.
Yeah, it's not ugly.
All right, don't go.
All right.
Dial it back, pal. I got a gorgeous penis.
You have a disappointing nice penis. You know what I mean? It doesn't come true for you. It's like a good-looking friend that ain't shit.
It's emotional.
You know what?
I like him, but he doesn't do shit for me.
A girl likes an ugly cock that works more than a good-looking cock that doesn't.
That's true. Yeah.
It just doesn't shoot. It does everything else.
That means you'll never have kids.
Yep.
Did you say he's hopeless or homeless?
He's a hopeless homeless.
How are you with that? You'll never have kids.
How are you doing with that reality?
What, with you not having kids?
Well, you
I'm very comfortable
kids.
With that. No, I'll be able to have kids. Look at my cum. It's healthy-looking bag of cum.
No way.
All right, can we stop talking about this, please?
I'd love to.
Because you're going to have kids first.
I don't want to talk about
Eddie's
you jerking
kids.
Up.
Eddie's kids. Eddie, if this is making
like
kids.
Charity.
Yeah, it's like a Jerry
Sandusky.
Sounds
like charity. Sandusky. Eddie's kids.
The 6 Mile Club or whatever that was.
Hey, Eddie, I'll race you for kids.
In Lilith? I get the back.
In any come home.
Farsad, don't you have a gift for everybody tonight?
I do. I have a gift.
Hats.
Farsad works at Lids.
Work at Lids?
I work at a hat store.
And he told,
I buy my hats.
And he told
Lids.
Me he wanted to make
I'm
hats
a Lids
for
guy as well. So, I had a membership card for a while.
Hold on. Present them around the room. Let's see what everyone gets.
The Yankees? Yankees?
For everyone on the show.
Oh, there goes our show. Yeah,
they're good. Fitted, right?
Yeah.
No, these are still recording.
Oh, you snapped, right?
But we still fitted hats.
Hold on. Are we still recording?
40% off.
Now, for Machete, they actually got two hats and stitched them together.
Machete. Let's see what kind of hats.
So, this is for Chris the Mute. Isn't talking much, so it's just three periods.
And so on.
I thought it was Braille.
That's funny. Yeah, I get that.
Then, since Ray Roy and Machete are kind of a team, made thing Mexican one, Mexican two hats.
Like thing one, thing two from like the Cat in the Hat. One,
thing two from Cat in the Hat.
Yeah, I like that.
Ernie is Mexican one because he was here first. Fuck you, Ray.
Mexican then, one, Mexican I made my two.
Own. What does your own
says,
say?
It's got a picture of a trophy, and it says "Talking Shit Intern of the Year."
Well, that is the.
Do you have one that says "Todd Glass Show Intern of the Year" also?
Do you know that your face is the type of face that I expect to see on an Employee of the Month sign?
That's so true.
Weekend week.
That's so.
Yeah.
Guy like of Lowe's or I got some Lolites. Shit. It's a picture of a cock, a rooster, and it says T's next to it.
Yeah, that's pretty good.
Oh, that is
awesome.
Yeah, that's
I
good.
Just met you, and that's the one that makes the most sense so far.
Jesse's not here. He's sick, but I made him a hat that says Jesse the Jew, and Jesse's crossed out, and it says Jesus above it. And it's the Jesus and the cross are in glow in the dark. So
wow.
if he goes where the hat at night,
this is
it just says Jesus X.
It doesn't say Jesus the Jew?
No, wait, let me. It does, but it says Jesus.
I'm going to give you a soundtrack.
Then,
what's the next one?
Jason, you're getting my chemicals up.
Yeah, that's a good one.
Nice.
Thank nice that something Andrew. Went up.
At least something went up. Then Eddie's says grass-fed bitch.
Nice.
But grass is spelt with G-R in green, and then ass-fed bitch is all in white, so it just looks like it says ass-fed bitch if you're not paying attention.
Ass-fed bitch. That's
nice.
That's
awesome.
And then Eddie's, Jason's,
Jim's, you got it
since
right
it's
now?
His birthday, King Cunt.
King Cunt, I like
oh,
that.
Oh, nice.
Nice work.
Sweet
ones.
Those are nice.
Thank you.
Nice. All right, woo!
Beautiful. My manager had to talk to corporate about getting these made because all of our designs go through the system, and the system is all these are in the system.
He had like seven orders in a row. Grass fed bitch.
What did your King persuasive cunt. Manager say?
Those are sweet hats, cool. though. I got to give him props for that. Cool. Those are all sweet hats.
Mexican one and
Mexican one and two. The Mexican one and two seems like they got the cheapest shit. But this guy's like this. Thanks, fucker. Cabron, I can't believe it. Barato.
Hey, hey, hey.
It's like, yeah, thanks, fucker. Look at the gringo. He thinks he's sick, huh?
This is funny. No, last episode, we were doing every black voice throughout history. And you've swept it and you're doing every Mexican.
But I know. I'm like, but it's great. It's Black History Month. Let's all go out. It's like, and your birthday's in Black History Month. That's what I'm talking about. It's like everything is just in one great month. Yours
real
too?
Shit, man.
Awesome. Well, happy belated.
Gracias por mi gorro.
Mi gorro. Le gringo fuck. Vato. Can you believe the hat we got? Fucking cheap, bro.
¿Qué onda, Jotito?
I would have made you guys hats too.
Look at his little ass
hat. Yeah, where the fuck is our hat?
Yo, you went to the end of the snap. The snap is in snap.
You got a big ass head, yo.
Hey, hey. Cabeza grande.
Your hat looks like half a soccer score.
Damn,
hey,
dude.
You got a fucking big head. Grande cabeza.
I told
cabeza.
Forsyth to get me a big size. I was like, I got a big head. And he's like, I'm going to get you the snap. I go, dude, just give me an extra. He's grande. Like, oh, everyone's getting the same thing.
Dude. What size is your head, you know, on a fitted hat?
It's like fucking 8 or some shit.
8? 18?
They don't make helmets like that. Did you play football?
No. Nah. Nah, fucker.
What was your sport when you were young, Machete? And competitive eating machete. Doesn't count. I was a musician when I was machete? In high school. So
yeah, but you still can do both.
What
I'm
did you
terrible
play?
At nah. sports,
but
play?
I always liked having a go. I mean, all the football guy, all the football coaches would come by at school and be like, hey, you're going to try out for it? And I'm like, yeah, and I never did it, you know?
He's like this, hey, yeah, we need some blocking, fucker.
That's some really Mexican shit to do, man.
Yeah, it's sure. I go, I play guitar, Holmes.
The guitar, baby.
Hey,
man. Tocar la guitarra.
Tocar la guitarra.
I'll play at halftime, Holmes. It's like a weak version of that movie that won the Oscar. Who's that bird? With the black guy and the white chick.
That's a lot of movies.
That's a lot of movies.
Which side? Something side?
Which one?
Like the guy from
the Oscar Blind Side.
The Blind Side.
The Blind Side.
Like, but with Mexicans. Mean,
but I like Mexicans. But I like how they were like, hey, Machete, you should come down. Every kid wants to play football. Yeah. And they're all like, hey, Machete, you should come down and play. And you're like, yeah, I'll see you down
I'll
there.
See you down there.
Wow.
And then Machete was like, which field is it on? Oh, that's a long way.
Yeah, that's okay.
Yeah, they probably want you linebacker, like on the line.
For sure. Yeah. They were scouting me out. No, they were looking to be a quarterback.
Yeah.
Punt returner?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah, definitely. Wide receiver.
Take it to the house.
Flake him
very
out.
Wide receiver.
They'd be like, they're time to
bring. Machete goes out for a pass.
They're bringing out Machete. Oh, no.
Machete wide to the right. Quarterback drops back. Throws the ball. Machete hasn't gotten there yet.
Wait a minute. It's a Statue of Liberty play. Machete. That's awesome.
Farside, where's those shots?
We don't have any shot glasses.
What about cum? Is there any cum in here?
What'd you get?
Yo, enough. I thought we stopped the cum. Oh, you still thinking bad. About Sorry. That shit, man.
Sorry. Wait. What shots did you get?
Oh, no, I didn't bring shots.
Well, where's the alcohol?
We can share that.
I don't want to give alcohol.
That Patron, that's Patron, isn't it?
I only want Jason to drink some cum.
Jim.
My birthday's ruined. Jason hasn't drunk cum.
I have one cup.
So far, the last moments of my 34th year on this planet was looking at Jason's cock. Things aren't working out.
Oh,
Jason, it's the best birthday of your
life. If you do a shot of cum on his birthday.
Wow.
Fuck no. There's no money involved here. There's nothing going to make that happen.
I'll let you live in my new house for
you
free.
You already said.
You got to drink a shot of cum.
Wow.
Wait, think about that for real, man. Yeah.
I mean, are you like,
that's a really good offer.
Yeah, yeah.
But is he
yeah.
like really to think live about, in your in the house?
I mean, you're like, it seems like you're not really like refusing it, bro. You're creeping
you're
me the fuck
sick
out right
in
now.
Head, dude.
Yeah, he's angry about it, but he'll do it.
Right. It's like, I don't see you going, man, get the hell out. You're just like, you're like contemplating
Hills,
this shit,
mansion,
man. Like,
free house.
He's definitely contemplating that.
Wow.
His girlfriend will be running around naked.
And I wonder why the fans of our show come to my shows and throw up. They had the fire brigade come to fucking the comedy club this weekend because two of my fans had alcohol poisoning. And then a bunch of guys in line at the show, I'm sitting selling CDs and DVDs, they start yelling, oh, there he is, hey, cunt. And his girlfriend comes up and goes, you better say cunt like 15 times. And I'm like, it's not really me. It's Jim that says it. And the guy goes, oh, you're a cunt. And some girl turns around in line and looks at him. And he goes, what? You're a cunt too.
Wow.
And she goes and gets security. And she goes, he just called me a cunt. And the guy goes, while she's yelling and screaming, like, he just called me a cunt. He goes, don't you know whose show you're at?
Awesome.
And I'm like, it's Eddie, not Jim. Yeah.
I'm not
That's funny. I was signing my DVDs and someone was yelling grass fed and a big fight broke out.
Terrible.
That's crazy.
I'm running out of nothing.
Yeah.
Turns out that a load of cum is where I get my funny from. As soon as I shoot one out, I've just lost the will to joke. I need to replenish. Like,
it's funny because, you know, Eddie's show before he did this one, he's got that wadcast. It's exactly what they were fucking talking about.
Right. Oh, yeah, but
losing their will to compete after they shoot a load.
Kenny was saying that you can't, like, if you're a competitive athlete, you need
boxers can't. You can't do any of that.
Because you lose your edge.
I don't know about that.
You've lost your edge.
I've heard this rumor, but I don't know if it's true.
I wonder if it's real.
Because I know they did it with the English soccer team or something. They couldn't fuck for a couple of days before or something, but you couldn't stop me. I think
it'd make you a little more relaxed, you know?
No,
but you'd want to win.
Before big gigs, I've always fucking out jacked off. Like before like a TV spot or
sometimes,
something.
Sometimes, yeah.
How soon before, though?
Like I'd wank off in the hotel, put my clothes on, and walk down to
Boom.
The set.
That's right. A little drip on the side still.
Yeah. Still staying in the shorts.
And then that always sucks because people's like, what's about that stain on your fucking leg? You're like, what?
You're like, damn.
Yeah.
I had a friend get jerked off in a strip club. You remember, did you ever do that gig, the airstrip out by the airport in like near JFK?
No.
Oh my God. It was the best gig ever. In New York at one time, they found out there was a new law passed. Remember this law? When you couldn't have just a strip club, you had to have like 40% of your entertainment had to be something other than stripping.
Yeah.
So all the strip clubs opened comedy clubs.
Yeah.
Remember?
Yeah.
And it was fucking amazing because we would go do comedy. The strippers would all come over and hang out and watch you. You'd talk to them and they'd be like, let me give you a lap dance. And you'd be like, I don't want to pay for it. And they'd be like, no, I'll do it for free. So there was one out in, do you remember Garfield?
There's
a comic named Garfield.
Garfield. Jesus.
And Garfield booked it.
Love lasagna.
And he would book you, and you'd go out and do these shows.
Garfield.
And I remember all my friends would come because they would get like free lap dances. And the strippers there were hookers. They would just jerk you off. And I remember being late and grabbing my friend, go, come on, let's fucking go. And he's got his coat in front of him. And I grab his coat and pull it away from him. And he's got cum all down his leg.
Oh.
And I go, what the fuck? And he's like, she wouldn't stop.
Strip joints and comedy. Awesome. Comedy goes with everything. They'll just throw you up anywhere. They don't give a shit.
Rock and roll.
As long as there's a plug and a mic, Let's go. Yeah, we're gonna do.
Oh yeah, man.
You know what I mean? We're gonna have a MMA fight. Then you're gonna go in. You're gonna do some comedy, warm those guys
up. Do it like memorials and shit.
Oh,
like,
dude, I did a battered wife shelter before. Yeah. It's fucked up in Chicago because I'm, you know, when I started out in Chicago,
I don't even came that after his gig.
I was actually, I knew. I said, this will keep me from bombing if I just go, yo, you better fucking.
For those of you that didn't see it, Godfrey made them flinch.
Yeah, and it was so funny because I was like, where are we going? Well, we can't. I was in a van. I couldn't see outside. Then I come in, and there's just a living room full of women that have been beaten.
Jesus.
And yeah, bring a male comic to make them laugh. That's no good.
And you know they're going to heckle. They've got to be lipping bitches.
I'm in the middle of a living room, dude, with battered women, dude.
I would have come in 3 minutes.
That's like my family Christmas.
Boy. Was that a boo? I had an aw and a boo. Wow.
I've always been in the living room. Go upstairs.
Go chug some cum.
Go upstairs and make yourself cum.
I did.
What will make him? Damn.
We're not talking about it. If you go upstairs now, you can do it. You can do it now. Your cock's got to be ready now.
It hurts. Leave me alone.
You're fine.
Happy birthday.
Is it his birthday? Yeah?
That's not the gift I wanted. I wanted a fat man coming in a bag.
You've been trying to lick my cock for 2 years.
But that's too much for some people.
That's a fulfillment.
I didn't really want to look at your cock.
You have always been looking, trying to look at my fucking...
More to make you uncomfortable than for my enjoyment.
Wow.
But I got a little
That's
bit
like
from...
That's like synonymous. Like, you know...
You did show the underbit.
Yeah, the underbit. That got me.
Because it hurt. That's where it hurt. The underbit. The underbit.
It's more sensitive down there.
Yeah. The underbit.
It's more
Jeff
moist.
Jeffrey.
You know, they
that
say
area
that...
is in a lot of moistness.
Is everybody here circumcised?
Yes.
Yeah. Why?
Because they say that... Uncircumcised penis have actually more like
skin
sensitivity and expression. No, better sensitivity.
Yeah, I heard about
you
that.
You can't really prove that.
Can you stop talking about cock, Jason? Seriously, yeah, it's all you've been talking about.
If I was,
we were talking about battered women and
if
having
I wasn't
a good time.
Circumcised, I may have been able to come.
Hey, Lalitte, Godfrey's pretty famous.
I'm all right.
For me.
What is it now? Oh, all of a sudden
sexual
a black guy.
What happened?
A black, every what famous white guy that's come in the room, she's been after.
She's Armenian.
All of a sudden, we got a black
you
guy.
Gotta have the Armenian
she's
feel about
she's
your
Armenian.
Time.
No. Armenian
the
and black. Oil
like
and water.
Are you Armenian?
Yeah.
Oh, I dated an Armenian chick. Her last name was Guragosia. Yeah.
Did you meet her at that gig you were talking about?
Was she at the battered woman shelter?
No, she wasn't.
Did you batter her?
I punched her in her dumb stomach. Listen, you bitch.
Wow.
I was gonna, no.
What's wrong?
But
I would totally have sex with him.
Right okay. now? The Clophis is
Clophis,
open.
10 minutes or 5.
You're full of shit.
I wouldn't.
She didn't get that hat for no fucking reason. I'm sick to death of it. I'm gonna tell you the constant.
My lover's black.
Your who is?
My lover.
Who's your lover?
The guy that I sleep with.
So
you have a point now.
My what?
No.
You guys said it doesn't count because I've slept
actually,
with him a lot.
Yeah, he wasn't a new conquest.
Fuck no. What's your score?
Let's check in.
Zero.
Goose egg. What do you got? Ray doesn't count. He's got a girlfriend.
What's going on right now?
What happened?
Wait, Godfrey.
What's up?
Will you go up there and fuck her?
Whoa, what?
There's like a clock running. Go.
Actually,
there's a contest.
I need to win. There's a competition.
Do you want to go up and give him a blowjob?
No.
Will you
then
have
why
sex
did you, why did you say
you
that you would?
Because I rather have sex and get pleasure than give someone a blowjob.
Okay, go do that.
All right. Will you let him go up and go down on you?
The clock is up.
Would
you let him go up right now and go down on you if we timed it? See how long?
I mean, I think it'd be a Jason thing for me because I'd be like, I can hear your voice.
No, we'd be really quiet.
No, we'd be
trust
really
me.
Good
well,
for
trust
that.
Me, I can't come when
I
people
think,
are talking.
I think this is the only way we can make Jason come.
So you want to
come upstairs.
Are you inviting me to watch?
Oh, wait.
No. He is a guest in our house,
Jason. I can't imagine like.
Jesus, Jason, what's wrong with you?
I'd be like this.
Wait, but are there two willing participants?
Well, do you two want to go upstairs and fool around for me?
Nah.
Really?
No. It's,
why not?
Nah, it's awkward.
That's not awkward.
Come on.
Well, your idea. We didn't fucking pluck it out of midair.
I wasn't talking about the here.
It's not
now.
Like every time we're on the show do we go, hey, Lalitte, do you want to go and
future?
Fuck someone?
No.
There's future.
I made out with a black dude once.
Wow. Wow.
He did. You missed
that. Wow.
You missed this. It's an ongoing story.
That was right after they started jerking.
About a month ago, he hooked up with a tranny. For God thought it was a girl. Turned out it had a cock.
Wait a minute. What do you mean thought?
No.
There was a speed bump down there, dude.
No, I didn't get... It was... No.
They were hanging out, and the chick was like, what's up, man? You want to go back to my place?
Wait. Did you just do a 70s black voice?
No. The chick was like, hey. Hey.
I want to be like...
Who the hell would think that was a woman? Hey, man, you want to go to my place?
Let's hang out like a motherfucker, baby.
What was that? That was circa 75.
I never thought much of Mr. Andy Dufresne.
I just wanted to see my friend, Andy Dufresne. He walked 500 yards of shit.
To come out clean on the other side.
On the other side. That's more than 5 football fields.
That was like an imitation of a black dude.
I want you to win the World Cup.
In Invictus. That was some weird shit.
I want you to win the World Cup. Well,
this is the right to win the World Cup.
Yeah, that's what the woman came up sounding like Nelson Mandela.
This is Nelson Mandela. You have the right to come in your mouth. You have the right to jerk off in this house.
What is your feeling on penises on a woman?
Your penis is rough like an alligator. But you have the ability.
Let me see the underside.
You have the underbit. Dr. Jim Jeffries has told you the diagnosis. And I believe that you, one day, as a white man, you will be able to come for South Africa all around the world. You have the ability to be able to come. I can come and I'm 100 years old. Why the fuck aren't you coming? Maybe I show you a picture of Winnie Mandela. Then,
then you see what a struggle is. Then you see what I've been through. 20 years on Robben Island doesn't compare to fucking Winnie.
That is apartheid. You cannot...
How come your dick's so red, man?
Wow! It's like you're a Muppet, 70s Muppet or something.
An exploitation film.
An exploitation Muppet. It's like Sesame Street
And then our next guest is Richard Roundtree. Hooray!
That's a tripped out voice.
Oh, my head's hurt.
I thought you were like, not Richard Pryor. Well, no, you know you're Richard Pryor.
Richard Pryor and the toy.
You haven't heard my album?
No.
It's pretty good. It's like Richard.
No, Richard Pryor be like, man, I can't believe this nigga can't come. Yeah. Goddamn.
Yeah.
White people some bad motherfuckers.
Why can't you just come?
You go like this. You go, why can't you come? Shit. Yeah,
that's perfect.
Can we, that's good. Does anyone do Eddie Murphy giving him a blowjob?
That's the last time I'm gonna do it, man.
I love this. This is black people through history.
That's right. This is Black History Month on Jim Jeffries' birthday. This is awesome. It's an amalgamated month.
Man, now Eddie dressed as drag queens. Eddie would have done this before.
Yeah, Eddie knows something about fucking trannies.
Oh, man.
Yo, yeah. Woo, yeah. Because he likes that.
Do you remember when that story, when that first came out, you were like, what?
Yeah.
Like,
yeah.
No.
His cover up was the weakest thing ever.
Well,
I'm never offering anyone a lift again. And it's like, wow. Really?
That's what made you go, he was definitely doing it.
He goes, I was just driving along and she needed a lift. So I thought, you know, so I'd give her a lift because that's the right thing to do. I'll put it this way. Eddie Murphy's never stopped the car when I'm wandering around.
Eddie Murphy stopped the car. Was Eddie Murphy
before Hugh Grant or after?
After.
Was it after?
It was about a year after.
Yeah. Eddie Murphy rolling down Santa Monica and like
that's Oregon. Where it is. Yeah, that's where they hang out. That's where they hang out, right there by that Yum Yum Donut.
Oh, no, it was before then.
No, that's after, right?
It was before. No, Hugh Grant was in after 2000.
See, it happened to him.
It was?
Too.
I don't know.
Was he Buddy Love when he did it?
Yeah. Now, but the funniest tranny encounter.
No, he was like in the fat clump suit.
Yeah. He's like, well, I don't think I should be touching you right now.
Danny,
I'm a little scared about that.
Do you remember when Danny Bonaducci picked up the tranny?
Whoa.
Look up Danny Bonaducci's.
B-
Bonaducci did?
Danny Bonaducci.
I can believe that, though.
Farside, look up Danny
Bonaducci. There's a lot of guys who are into
No,
some
wait till you see what Danny...
guys are into the
look
she
Danny,
males. And...
Look what Danny Bonaducci did.
The chick with dicks.
Danny...
What'd he do?
Nice.
Danny Bonaducci attacks transvestite prostitute. He beat the shit out of a transvestite.
That's hilarious. Did the tranny whoop his ass? Come on, get
I did.
Hello
I almost got my ass
world.
Kicked
is
by a
this
tranny.
A song
where?
That we're singing?
Lima, Peru.
Why?
Me and my cousins threw eggs at a bunch of them. And
at some
we're already in trouble with the transgender groups that have been writing letters to
when
us.
I was, oh, we had one letter.
When I was 14, I was in Peru with cousins, and we were, they're like, I'd never seen, I didn't even know what, you know, tranny was. And they were like, these are actually dudes. And we drove by a few times. So then we drove by, we pulled up. There's like four of us in the car. And they go, one of my cousins goes like, hey, how much for all of us? And they're like, it's like whatever, 50 each. And we're like, all right, we're just gonna go get some money. We went and got eggs. We were kids, you know?
Yeah.
We got eggs. And
it's
then
a
we
normal
came,
thing to do.
We
yeah, I used
down.
To gay bash when I was young.
Yeah, and then we threw eggs at them, but then you forget that they're dudes. And then they picked up like cinder blocks and fucking
that's
the
awesome.
Back windshield just fucking crashed
the man,
out.
The man strength came out.
Yeah, dude. Yeah.
The man cunts.
They took off their heels and chased you down the street. Ripped you out of the car.
Wow.
I remember that my father used to take the King's Cross, which is one of the dodgiest places in the world. It's not too bad now, but King's Cross in
Sydney.
It's
pretty bad still.
Yeah, but it used to be like needles in the street bad.
Okay.
And so they sort of cleaned it up in that respect. And my dad, we were there New Year's Eve to see the fireworks. And my dad thought he'd give us all a lesson in sex when I was about fucking seven. And he took me.
Seven?
He took me and my brother Scott, and we walked around the dodgiest bit of Sydney. He goes, now you see that woman over there? She's a bit, she's on some silly stuff that's making her behave weird, isn't she? Isn't she? And he just did it so informally. And I just remember this the other day. He goes, now you see that woman over there? That's what you think she is, don't you?
I wish your dad was in my life.
And I'm like 7 years old. Okay.
Awesome.
He goes, that's a man. It is. It
he
is.
Should
it
do.
Is.
He should be on Nickelodeon the way he explained it. Well, that was perfect.
He did
it's
it.
Not what you think.
He did it like a fucking guy doing a wildlife program.
Right. That's really funny.
Trannies with Mr. Jeffries.
Wow. His trannies used to scare the living shit out of me. Because Chicago, scary. I didn't live too far. Man, they used to scare the shit out of me. They were so scary.
I was talking to one night. Remember the meatpacking district in New York used to be like the tranny area?
Yeah.
We were walking home one night drunk, yelling, and this tranny came up to us. She goes, you guys better get out of here. They're going to cut you. And we go, what? Yeah, they don't like jokes. They'll come up, they'll pull a box cutter on you, and they'll cut you. Yeah. So we start talking to the one, and she's like, we're like, what do you, she's like, I'm a nurse during the daytime. She's like, I do this at night. I go, why do you hook on the street? Like, why don't you go to a bar? She's like, why not get paid for it? She's like, I like to suck dick. I want to get paid for it.
Wow.
So I go, but like, you do it and people don't, I go, why do you do this? She goes, because I love nothing more than sucking a little boy's cock like yours when you don't know it. And I'm like,
wow.
And I go, aren't you worried about the cops like catching you guys out here hooking? And she goes, are you kidding? They pick us up all the time. We blow them all the time.
Damn. Yeah, you, man. That's
yeah, but not all the cops.
Oh, like, not your brother.
See, this is the thing I say, because not all the cops are getting blowjobs from transvestites. I don't know if that's such a good cover for her. Like when she gets dragged to the station, she's like, Gary can vouch for me. I suck Gary off all the time. And Gary's like,
No, Gary would be like, no, we all do.
Wow.
They still actually, you know, sometimes you ever, like, you'll be walking from a distance and you'll be like, oh, that's an attractive woman. And then you get close.
All the time.
And then you see it. But then do you ever get the fear? Like, where you're like, it almost scares you a little bit. Like, that you see, like, a man's face and you're like, whoa, shit, I didn't fucking
realize
that.
No, I know a dude. Shit. I know a guy in my science class, Kevin Duff. Hold on. Science class. So I'm like, shit. And we had auto shop. And I said, yeah, I was like, Kevin's gay. I mean, Kevin was, he's real flaming and blah, blah, blah.
Oh, Duffy.
Years later, right? I'm working at this grocery store, man. I'm just working at the grocery store. And I see these transsexuals coming in here. Like, they're loud as shit. Because they're like, yeah, honey. I don't give a damn. Yeah. And you're like, oh, shit. And we're all hiding shit and like behind the cereal and shit. Like, yo, there's some fucking transsexuals. I said, dude,
Kevin Duff's a woman now. Holy shit. Yeah,
he was Kevin Duff.
It was sex change, but it was a bad sex change.
Yeah, just one tit.
Yeah, his titties weird.
In the middle of
and
his
I
chest.
And I was hiding because I didn't want him to go, Godfrey!
You're still on a payment plan.
And he was a science, like, champ. This dude was, like, science genius. And
yeah,
obviously science didn't
yeah,
work.
Yeah, that he didn't believe in science.
Yeah, that was weird to see a dude. Oh, that, I don't know about the transgender thing. Like Chaz Bono.
It's weird to you when you're stopping up, like chopping up shit and mangling it and stuffing it in and moving it around.
Jason, watch what you say.
That's
you.
That's you. That's what you were doing today.
Well, I was mangling it, but it's
mangling
still
it, chopping it up.
Have you ever thought maybe that you should be a woman? Maybe that's the issues. Maybe that's why you can't come.
Was there, projecting was there, fantasies onto me, Eddie.
Was there a moment when you're up there wanking where you thought to yourself, I'm going to do this? Like you were actually going, I'm close. I'm going to do this.
Yes.
When was that? Was it late in the room when that happened? Or
That was her checkout. I was like, I think I'm close. And she's like, all right, I'm gone.
Oh, is that what happened? You didn't stay for the shot. Well, no. Of course he's not going to finish. That hits the reset button. You were his motivation. You had to stay to the shot.
Yeah, Lily, you fucked it all up.
Well, I was like, I'm close.
Am I still,
Lily, you fucked it all up.
No. Yeah. I said,
Godfrey wants to know if
you're
still fucking it.
You failed me, Lily.
No, I was like, Jason, are you okay?
I almost came.
And you're like, he's like, yeah. And I was like, all right, I'm going to go. He's like, just, all right, go. And I was like, okay.
Lily.
And that's that.
You still going to fuck Godfrey?
Can he come?
Yeah, he can come.
A lot.
He can do impersonations, everything.
Jason, a lot.
You have the right. Mandela, I have to stick with the one she likes.
He will come as Mandela.
He'll be character coming.
He will do it up your ass as he comes.
Oh my God,
he'll go, my cum went through 5 meters of shit.
And I just wanted that day to come on her face.
Yeah, that baby in your stomach better get busy living or busy dying.
Busy dying. I don't know.
All right, you guys go upstairs and we'll do another episode.
Yeah. Come on, Lily.
This has been funny. The impersonations, Jason not coming, everyone got hats. It's as eventful as anything I've ever
really
done in my life.
Yeah.
Christmassy almost. It's been like kind of a Christmassy feel
it
here.
It does.
Huh?
Yeah.
Right?
I never come on Christmas either.
Jesus. How about Eve? No, nothing. Do you do an
what's
Eve?
What's a good coming day for you? Like,
yeah, what day do you
like what come? Is it seasonal?
Waxing and waning of the moon? What? Wax.
I'm a werecomer. Dude, yeah. I have to have a full moon.
Is it like straight after a divorce? Was it after your wife left you? Was that a good coming period?
Damn.
After she left me, I kind of stopped coming.
Oh,
no.
Well, she kept leaving. So.
It's not like she was making me come, but.
What?
You know.
So is your wife?
Wait, we didn't do it. Can we
she left?
Can we read Godfrey's bio?
Yeah.
Can I read it?
No, let me read this.
Yes, all right,
it's more fun when we do it. Wait. Godfrey has been in such films as Soul Plane, Zoolander as Black Derek Zoolander, and I Am Comic as the comedian Godfrey.
Oh, my
himself.
God.
Himself.
You?
Yeah. Also, he was the official 7-Up spokesman back when they were awesome.
Oh, I remember that fucking commercial. Holy shit!
Come, 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 this is your chance.
You had hair then.
Yeah.
You had the fucking
yeah.
hair.
You have the right. No, I'm kidding. Dude, I thought this was it. He's like, oh.
Okay, here. Also, he was the official 7-Up spokesman back when they were awesome, before all the DNL crap.
Oh, DNL, remember that? That was a drink, man. It was red.
It was just upside down. And it said DNL.
It was whack.
It was awful. It was
so bad.
Said, he made 7-Up worth drinking.
Jesus. Quite a plug.
I thought it was writing a grade school paper.
Yeah, listen. Listen, I don't like 7-Up anymore.
Me neither, because I ain't with them. Yeah. Bastards.
Is that since your diabetes kicked in?
He only has a little. He's got a couple
It gets better. He's been on Comedy Central, VH1, BET, and in parentheses, go figure.
That was awesome. Oh. I like that shit. That's funny.
Farside.
No, Farside. It was perfect.
And on Louie.
Little racial nerd.
And on Louie. And on Louie as the comedian who's great with children.
Dude, that's freaky, episode. Why are you doing that? Great with children? That's a little freaky, dude. Nowadays, you can't say great with children.
Yeah.
That used to be like, cool, he's great with kids. You can't even fucking say that anymore. You can't bring kids in the same line. You can't do that. He knows children.
He's related to people with them.
Because you know what it's like to be great with kids? There's a lot of ways to be great.
Yeah, I'm good with kids, but I do find that awkward.
Right.
You know what I mean? Because I like kids. I like the company of children, yeah. but you can't in polite public. Because you ever do that thing like, someone's got on a bus. If I see him in a shopping center and there's a kid in a stroller looking up at me, I go, I stare at the kid and it's an automatic rapist right away. Yeah, yeah. Even if the kid's laughing.
And you can't even, the only like kid you could talk about, like if you're like, oh, I love kids. And if you're not, if they're like, oh, is that like, that your nephew? You're like, nah, I just love kids. And they're like, all right, asshole. Like, you can't like, you're like, no, I like, you know, kids are great. And they're like, just easy.
Yeah. I don't talk to people's kids at a party.
Yeah.
My nephews and nieces I'm very good with.
Yeah.
But I can't like at a party, I'm like.
Yeah. Yeah.
Can someone come and supervise me? I want to play with the kids.
Yeah.
Jason, has anybody.
Someone just watch me like a hawk. I'm very good. You know.
Has anybody ever left kids with you?
Sure.
Who?
My brother-in-law.
Well, he's not going to do that again.
No.
He's longer. You know, Sandusky, no, man. They told him he could see his grandkids, bro.
Actually, yeah, yesterday. Now?
Yeah, they were like, he can. I was like, the judge let him see his grandkids.
But
like,
under a controlled environment where people are.
Yeah, a controlled environment with like baseball bats being swung around. Like, I dare you, you jackass. I was like, I would be like, no way.
What?
What was that about?
What?
Jason, what just happened?
Jason, could that be why you can't come because you're stoned all the time?
What happened to your hair?
Damn, highlights. What the fuck was that?
Did you highlight your hair?
Did you highlight that joint?
It's growing out, actually. I didn't highlight it.
You're talking a big gap. This is why you can't come. It's the drugs. Can't come.
That's not true.
Wait.
Even if I haven't taken Propecia for a couple of days, if I take Propecia every day, then I can't come for a while. Or when I go on antidepressants, I'm fucked for coming for a while until my body builds up an immunity to them. You smoke so much every day, you're never coming in your house with two other guys and masturbating at the same time. And you should be ashamed of that.
Wow. What did you do to your hair, man?
I didn't do it.
Eva.
No, what it was is, this is like beach, sun out. And
oh, fuck yeah. Because you're just a surfer, dude.
No, I'm always in the fucking patch.
It's called homeless
so my hair's
hair.
Always in the sun. All right. I got a little bit of color in there.
Yeah, yeah.
It's
all
right. Washed out.
Yeah, so do all the homeless.
I'm telling you, your date that we're paying for is not going to enjoy this.
See how that's going. How's the date going?
Yeah, check up on our webpage. There's bid for a date. Webpage is basically glorified prostitution. We're buying him a date online.
Wow. Have you ever seen Seeking Arrangements?
That's basically what we're doing.
What's the site called?
It's like
Seeking Arrangements. That
What's your
sugar
price?
Daddy?
What's your price?
Oh, yeah?
Oh, shit.
What's your price? And we've put Jason on here. He's got a profile, and he bids for dates with girls. And then... the girls have agreed to dates, and he's got a new date. Let's see how it's going.
Wow. This one, your 150 offer was accepted.
Wow.
All right.
She's comedic.
You want to do
it? Yeah. Unlock now. Let's see some more photos of this bitch.
Lily thinks she's comedic. All girls think they're comedic.
Yeah.
All right, let's go to that one that we said Wednesday. What, is she written back? Let's go to messages.
All right. What about the other ones?
How much do we have to put in to read it?
Nope, Vegas. That one's in Vegas.
Okay, right back to it. Oh, well, we can't do it then.
You can't.
You got to have a certain amount of money.
Yeah, this is why I think it's a scam.
Oh, what? What? Fucking women for cash is a scam
now? No, because we're paying money to talk to them.
Oh, yeah, sometimes you got to do that. It's money. Wow. You have to start like $50 minimum or something like that?
Well, you have credits to talk to them, and then you get these dates.
Oh, yeah?
No, that one was in Venice. That's our girl. The one with the big jaws, our girl. We got to get her.
You guys are paying for it?
Mm-hmm.
Nice. Webcam.
We've already gone through 100 credits.
Is this webcam?
We've gone through 5 more.
Yeah, we've gone through $45 worth of credits. We're going to get this date. She's accepted. Eddie.
Go ahead.
Who's going on a date with
her? Jason.
Whoa. Oh, man.
That's who we're sending. She thinks that the sugar daddy, she thinks a rich guy's going to show up. Yeah. Oh, we're just paying for the date.
We've said he's
and then he's got to do the date with his own funds, which is nothing.
Nothing.
Bring his dog with him.
Yeah.
Wait, do you have no money?
I have $40.
Did you fart?
You should have more money than that. You're living rent free and you're doing other work. You should have more money than that.
Jim and Eddie and me have probably. Yeah. All these mics are ruined.
All these mics are just.
Ernie Febreze's them between shows. But I don't think Febreze cancels out fecal matter.
Right. You like your hat? Elite looks very comfortable in a coffee.
I like Tom Godfrey. Like, what do you think of Jason here?
I don't know what to make of it. I'm like, he's comfortable in his shit, though.
No,
I like that he's confident. Like, he's just doing his weed thing. And he's like, and then he swipes his hair off to make it sexy homeless. And he's like doing his thing. That's him. He is comfortable in his shit.
He is homeless chic.
Yeah. He's slick. He made it like, boom, homeless handsome right there.
He is the most arrogant, confident homeless man.
I picked up on that.
Nothing can affect him. Nothing affects him.
I picked on you have too much confidence for a guy with $40.
He really does.
I picked up on, you know?
And you know what's so funny? When you do get a house, we're not going to be able to talk to you ever.
Jason, what do you think is going to happen to you in retirement?
There's no such thing anymore. Nobody retires.
Okay.
Anymore.
Well, I've got a retirement.
You have to get a job first before you retire.
Luck. I'm going to live off my. I'm going to live off the money I've made in the investments that I've. What are you going to do, Jason? Like, honestly, because you can say I'm going to keep working, but eventually you might be 80 and just sitting in your own shit dribbling. What's your plan?
At that point, it doesn't matter, does it?
It really does.
Nah. We all die.
It really does. You'll be uncomfortable.
It's in a sewer or a comfortable
but
bed.
Some of us,
you're like a Buddha.
Doesn't matter. Death
like
is
Buddha.
Shh. We have a number.
Oh shit.
Jason, give me your phone.
Local.
Give me your phone.
Jason, call her up.
Wow.
Nobody,
that's her right
talk.
There, for real?
Nobody talk. Nobody talk.
Oh, I'm scared.
No, what are you scared of? Give me your phone now.
She's not gonna
here, I'll
to
talk
come.
As you. Give it to me. Give it to me. I'll do it.
Fuck it up,
I won't.
It's very important to me.
Jason. Hey, how you doing? Jason, I just talked to you on this website. What's it called? Whatsyourprice.com.
Yeah.
I'm doing well. Are you a Venice local?
I am.
Oh, me too. It's cool. I don't know this website. I heard it on Howard Stern, and I was like, I'll try it out. And I was like, oh, here's a girl in Venice. She looks really pretty. When do we get to go on our date now? Wednesday lunch, probably would be good. Let me look at my schedule. I've got these sales calls I gotta do. Let me see if I could do Wednesday lunch. Yeah, actually I could. Wednesday lunch would be perfect. What time? Noon. Okay, where do you wanna go? Do you not know the area? Do you want to just get coffee or you want to get lunch? I know a great coffee shop. Why don't we do that? That way it's not a lot of pressure. Let's go. I have this little favorite coffee shop that I go to. It's right down on Westminster, Groundworks Coffee. Oh, cool. I used to do a lot of production work before I got into what I was doing. I used to work on. Well, I have I'm kind of a co-owner of a hair care company. It's like we do hair coloring, and so we sell to all the salons in California, and it's a Spanish company, and the company just started. Well, I own the American division of it, but it's a Spanish company. And so we're just trying to get into all the different locations in the country, or in, well, California right now, and then we're going to move to the rest of the country. So it's pretty big. Oh, your hair's going to look gorgeous. We can, what color are you looking for? We can take care of it. You're a blonde. That's why I liked your picture, because you're a blonde, but oh, we can do some amazing things. How'd you end up, like, what's this website? I'm like confused by it a little bit.
sounds like a good deal. Yeah, because I heard it on Howard, and they were saying it works really well, and I was like, oh, I got to try this out. Good guy. Have you gone on a date with anyone from it?
Oh, yeah.
Well, mine will be the best. Yeah, so I'm trying to think. It's at the coffee shop is at Groundworks. It's like right off the beach. Do you know where the beach is? Or like near the boardwalk in Venice? So it's like Venice, Westminster. I'm trying to think what it would be. Westminster and Pacific. Or not Pacific, Speedway, right? Speedway. So it's like a half, like not even a half a block off the beach. And yeah, you won't. And I'll call you probably on Wednesday or something. Too. All right. And yeah, nice talking to you. Okay. Well, you go to bed. Okay. See you then. Yeah. Jason's got a date.
Dude.
That was great.
So, okay, tell us about what happened in the conversation, Eddie.
Okay,
so
I wasn't sure if she was a hooker or not.
She's not.
She's not a hooker. She just likes guys with money.
What did she did she say that?
No, but she was like, I was just trying to be really nice because I didn't want to ruin it, and I figured if a guy
look, I would have dated you. You were wonderful.
Yeah, I was nice, wasn't I?
Yeah, very charming.
So she is going to. The best part is I sent her to Groundworks, Jason's stomping ground.
It's the shittiest coffee shop in the world,
and she's looking for money, and she's gonna show up with Jason. The best part about this though is if this would air tonight. All our listeners would be there right. at noon waiting, chanting Jason. So they won't know about this, but you'll know next week what happened.
Well, I'm gonna be down there.
I'm going to be there.
I'm going to be buying some sushi.
I'm going to be at the juice store next door getting a smoothie.
Lily, we're all going to be positioned around like spies.
Yeah, we are all going to be wearing – I'm wearing a helmet cam.
Yeah, I'm gonna bring my flip camera, yeah.
I'm going to spill something. Oh, sorry. Jesus.
And then it'd be cool if you said something racist at that moment. It was like your first day.
Or maybe I harass her on purpose and you just punch me out.
No, that's what we should do.
What's up, baby? I know me some snow bunnies.
Here's what we want. Here's the plan. Here's the plan. He's like a multi-billionaire. We see what a gold digger she is.
All right,
but you do
Jason.
All that, like you're the racist, you're sexist, you're misogynist.
Jason, what are you going to wear?
Are you gonna freak out and panic out of this?
No, I'm gonna go for it. Jeez. I'm gonna get lit up before I go.
Okay, you are gonna help me move afterwards, though.
I can move drunk.
All right, cool. What are you gonna wear though? Do you have a nice shirt and nice pants?
Yeah, I got some nice clothes.
Something that says I've got money, but I'm.
What's the weather report for Wednesday?
Have we got any other photos of her besides that photo?
Nope. What's the weather on Wednesday, Farsa?
Now, does he have to give her the $150?
No. No.
There you go. Wednesday. Oh, it's going to be raining.
Oh, no.
Oh, that's going to really ruin
it. All right. Well, this is a to be continued. We'll let you know in the next episode what happened in Jason's date. Thanks for listening. Godfrey, you got anything to plug?
Yeah, Godfrey Comedian Twitter, blah, blah, blah. Godfrey Comedian, blah, blah, blah.com. GodfreyComedian.com. I mean, you know.
Tom Segura. Tom.
That's VH1. Watch Comedy Central. You know how we do.
All the shit he said, and then but just put in my name, Tom. Tom Segura. Twitter @ Tom Segura. TomSegura.com.
Respectful Twitters, please. No disrespectful crap. Yeah. I don't want to have to answer.
We should
you back
all fucking get
you.
Together one day, like all the people that get that shitty like hater Twitter shit,
yeah.
and just
oh, yeah.
find them and just beat the fuck out of them all.
We should all get together at the coffee shop.
Yeah, that's what we are going to do.
What time?
Wednesday at 12 o'clock. You're going to give her a call before then, though.
All right.
I mean, I am.
Tomorrow, Jason has to. Oh, no, yeah.
Yeah.
No, Eddie has to do it. Now, how are we going to cover up for the different voice?
She won't recognize a phone voice and an in-person voice are completely different.
Yeah. And then the next time, if I ever call her again.
She's just going to be like, why are you stupid now?
The next time? You think there's a next time for sure?
You know, everyone.
After you're like, that
everyone
missed
this because Jason looked at me afterwards. He goes, We could ride bikes. I know the guy who rides the bike place, and like he's already looking at it like one of those bachelor dates of a TV show, like where he took it for a bike ride, or like that show, The Millionaire Matchmaker, where they take him,
like Joe
take
Millionaire.
Him wine tasting.
This is like Joe Millionaire, but we've given her a homeless guy.
Yeah,
Joe homeless.
This is the opposite of that show.
Will you?
And maybe she'll fall in love with him when he's just a homeless guy.
Right.
She's successful.
She does event planning.
How are you going to explain that you don't have a car? Your car's in the shop or something?
No, I gave up driving.
It's a choice. No.
There you go.
You can't keep this girl.
I can fucking live
this life. How do you go along this?
I donated two cars 3 years ago. I got rid of cars.
Speaking of donate, you can donate to our podcast at jimandeddytalkshit.com. There's a place to donate. Do it. Because we have to pay for this fucking website. How much did it cost us today? $100?
Can you give up on
that
lifts?
Joke cost us $100. That's what you get when you donate. When you go, I don't want to fucking donate to your show. We do this fun shit with your money. So please keep donating.
Put it to good use.
Yes. And we get these hats that Farside got for us.
Hats are tight, man.
And we get
tight hats, yo.
We get all kinds of shit.
So go-karting.
You guys pay for you get DVDs, CDs, posters, all that shit, t-shirts. You get to come here and hang out. You could be here on Wednesday to watch Jason fucking drop the ball and fucking get stabbed. But that's it. Thanks for listening. We'll see you after Jason rapes.
Nice.
Jim and Eddie talking shit.